Welcome to the Let's Do It podcast. I'm delighted to introduce our third series, so thank you listeners for joining me today. My name is Anne Glover and I'm a birth and postnatal doula working here in our beautiful wee Northern Ireland. I also teach the wonderful Mongan Method Hypnobirthing course, the original and the best. I'm owner of motherdoula.com and co-founder of the province's first doula collective, Doulas of Northern Ireland. So I started this podcast in 2019 as a means of raising awareness about doulas in Northern Ireland and to chat about who we are, what we do, and why doulas do what we do. And then listeners asked about information on resources and what is available here in Northern Ireland to support their birthing journey, which has led to some fabulous guests chatting about their own personal birthing experiences and also guests chatting about the wide variety of services they offer locally. So please join me in welcoming new guests to this podcast. So welcome listeners, and it's been a wee while since I've put out a new episode of Let's Do It, but it's definitely been worth the wait when you hear what I've got in store for you today. So I am so delighted to welcome Anya to the podcast. Anya is a doula working in Belfast who I met about a couple of years ago, and she's very much part of the growing doula community here in Northern Ireland. And I know you're just going to love listening to Anya chatting about being a doula. So welcome, Anya, and it's so lovely to have you here on the podcast today. So I just want to tell the listeners just a wee bit about yourself, like what you do and about your children.
Hi, Anne, thank you very much for inviting me to be here today. So who am I? I'm a doula. I have two children. One is 6 and the other one is 3. I've been in Belfast for 12 years. It's been a long time. I feel like this is home now, as well as Portugal, because I'm originally from Portugal, beautiful island as well, called Madeira.
Oh, lovely.
And yes, so why, it's funny why I ended up here in Northern Ireland, because when I initially came here was to support my sister to go back to work. Right. So actually my doula calling was happening in 2010 and I didn't see it.
Wow.
And actually I encountered, there's so much going on that time. I actually met a doula then. I didn't know she was a doula.
Wow.
And finally, 12 years later, I met her. Last week
no
in Portugal.
Way.
Yeah, she's Portuguese.
Oh, right.
And she was in my sister's house. This is just like, wow.
Full circles come right
full
round.
Full circle. I didn't know anything about doulas at the time. Didn't want to have kids or have family or stay even here in Northern Ireland.
And here I am, are.
12 years later, and with two children.
Yeah.
And stayed. I'm a doula.
I know, isn't it crazy how life's journey takes
yes.
you different paths? So when did you hear about doulas?
So it's funny because me and my sister, then we got pregnant at the same time. We were pregnant at the same time, my sister's second child, my first child. And she mentioned something about having a doula. At the time, I remember going and trying to search something about doulas here, but I didn't understand the concept very much. My sister kind of, she understood the concept and she wanted to have a doula. But that was it because she wanted a home birth. And I was like, yes. That makes all sense. But I didn't delve much into the doula until my second birth in 2020. Then when I kind of just like, hold on a second. This exists and this is amazing. Yeah. And that's when I kind of start listening and learn more about what doulas do.
Doulas. And did your sister have her baby here?
Or yeah, she had both babies here.
Yeah.
And the second one was home birth and was beautiful.
Oh, did you get to be there?
No, because I had gave birth 3 weeks before. So I was still dealing with hormones and breastfeeding and all those things.
Yeah.
But Yeah.
Isn't it funny how the women families often do get pregnant and birth together, isn't it?
Yes.
It's just strange. Usually if one person gets pregnant in the family, then somebody else is going to get pregnant, isn't it?
Yeah. I wanted to have just like, I'm pregnant now, but it didn't happen.
So tell us, Anya, then, why or when did you decide that you wanted to become a doula?
So that was, like I was saying, my second birth was in 2020. Right in the beginning of the global pandemic, in the middle of a first lockdown, and I was quite lucky. I had a very positive experience amongst all that, but what I was seeing around me was just obstetric violence, was just a lot of restrictions and a lot of lack of support.
Yeah,
I felt like quite lucky because it wasn't my first experience, so I knew a little bit what I was doing, but I thought, imagine if this had been my first one and I'm all alone here. I don't know what to do with this baby here that, you know, and that was just like, no, this is not right. People need some help and support.
Yeah.
And then I actually had a friend who was pregnant at the time, at the same time as me. And she's like, she was in Portugal and she said, I'm going to name you my doula because you're supporting me. I was like, come on, I can't be a doula here and you there. And then kind of just that planted a wee seed. And then another friend of mine that I haven't been with her for years, and she came and spoke to me and she was like, honey, have you thought about being a doula? And I was like, no, but you're the second person who tells me that. So actually, I'm going to have a look. And then a year later, that's when I kind of just thought, no, this is what I want to do, and I want to support families and show that there are options and you have options and there is other ways of doing things.
Yeah.
And
you know, that's such a beautiful illustration of how we become doulas. It's not that we wake up one day or we trail through books and decide, oh, I'm going to be a doula. It's just life pulls you to this path, isn't it?
Yeah.
Along this path, and pulls you in that direction where you think, yeah.
Yeah,
let's be a doula.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yes. Yeah, like I was saying, my sick, even like having a birth on 2020, it was a very positive experience, and because of that, I was like, if I can have this, people can have this as well.
Yeah.
You don't have to end it up with trauma and very negative experience. So that ignited something in me.
I know, and that's really interesting because I'm just wondering if that had been your first baby, you'd already had
your first one,
and if you'd had your first during the pandemic, would it have changed your outlook on
probably
on
yes
birth?
Completely,
yeah.
Yeah, if my first experience, which was a good cocktail of a lot of different things and some a bit of obstetric violence in the middle, but if that experience had been in 2020, would have been like a completely different experience. Very traumatic, I would say.
Yeah.
Very, very traumatic experience. Just by the simple fact that my partner wouldn't be able to be there
mm-hmm.
for a couple of hours, that would have been a big shock and a big, I can't even think about it.
I know, it's really difficult to think. And do you know, that's probably a whole different podcast.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes.
On birthing during the pandemic and COVID and stuff. Yeah, because it's... we're experiencing now the fallout from all that as well,
mm-hmm.
aren't we?
Yeah.
So you've told us now about your birth experiences. So
yeah.
Two wee babies born here in Northern Ireland. Then.
Yes.
So whenever you decided to become a doula, you already had your two babies and you were here living in Belfast, doing a wee bit of virtual
mm-hmm.
support to friends in Portugal.
Yeah.
So how has this journey evolved then for you? What's been happening?
So I decided to do some training. I trained with the developing doulas. At the time was 2021, so everything was still online. And that was, at the time, was the only option, had to be online.
Yeah.
And it was great. I was able to meet some amazing people as well on the course. So that was 2021. And then throughout the past 2 years, I've been doing other trainings, for example, with Dr. Michelle O'Donnell,
yeah,
and Liliana Lammers, which yeah. is amazing. Whoever doesn't know her, she's an amazing doula.
Yeah, she certainly is. Yeah.
She is fantastic. And also I've been doing some trainings in, because I have the facility of being bilingual, yeah. so I speak Portuguese as well, so I've been able to attend some trainings, virtual trainings as well, in Portugal and Brazil. Brazil uh-huh. has a lot. They have a long you know, journey into humanized birth since the 80s, the 90s, I guess. So I've been able to attend trainings and symposiums yeah. about birth.
That must and be with
massive experts in the, yeah. in the area. So, yeah, quite grateful for being Portuguese speaker.
yeah, able to speak, yeah, definitely. That's quite quite fascinating, actually, Anya, you know, because we know Brazil is notorious, you know, for its
yes,
horrific it has, birthing outcomes.
Yes, yeah. it has that, because it's such a huge country. You have the two things, like, there is, last week, or this week, there is a first case of, in court, of obstetric violence, which was criminalized. So that's a big thing.
Yeah.
And also they have doulas, in some of the states. Yeah. They have doulas are seen as part of the birth team.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm.
As well as like physiotherapists.
Yeah.
Like the neuro. Like the neo pediatrician and all that.
Interesting. So,
yeah.
I wonder, are they doulas employed by the hospital or by the individual? No, they are
individually, yes. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. But it's like Brazil is so big. There are some places that doulas are part of teams and some other places people never heard about a doula. I've encountered a lot of people from Brazil and here and they never, ever heard about the word doula or the work of a doula. So Brazil is huge. So, yeah, but like... As well as having the facility of talking Portuguese and knowing the different realities of different countries, like Portugal and Brazil a little bit, because it's huge. Because I'm also part of the Portuguese association, Doula Association. So I kind of know a little bit what's the reality there. And I think that positive in a way for me because brings me different views and different ways of doing things and different ways of doing things in general.
Absolutely. So, it's just widening your whole knowledge and experience. Yeah. You know, yeah. And at the end of the day, doulas do what doulas do, no matter yes. where they are in the world or
exactly.
or anything. But like for you to have that, you know, to be able to access all that information and experience and knowledge from Brazil, which we know has
yeah,
historically has got horrendous
and it does because some places are great and some places are not so good. They are very medicalized yeah. and I think with birth it comes to this, now we need to be saved and we need all these interventions to and sometimes it seems that having a doctor is way better than not having anything. It's a cultural thing as well. Yeah. And then comes back to, you know, history. And that's quite a big thing, big topic.
It is. It's massive. You know, you could talk forever on that. But you think as well, for some people, it's almost a sign of being well-to-do or that they've succeeded in life exactly. to be able to have a doctor.
Yeah, yeah. And to go, yes, and go to this specific hospital, which in here in Northern Ireland, we don't have... private hospitals
yeah.
but I see in Portugal and in Brazil you need to go to that to give birth in that private hospital because that's a sign of status.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean what are you going to get, because probably and a lot of the times what you get is a cocktail of interventions that a lot of the times you didn't need it, but it's a status. It's yeah. nice you've been there.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, a lot of people are going into this thinking that they're doing the best thing, and if they don't know any better, they're accepting
yeah.
of what's happened yeah. to them.
Exactly.
And you know, Anna, you've mentioned a couple of times obstetric violence.
Yes.
Yeah. Because and I know it's I know it lights a fire in your belly.
Yes, yeah. It does. I get very passionate and I start my Portuguese starts coming out and I start talking even louder. Yes, it's a big thing. It's everywhere. Unfortunately, I think there is nowhere in the world that you don't have that. I know for some people, they feel that the even just the name obstetric violence is something, wow, very, you know, very physical, very... No, obstetric violence can be as well verbal as we know. Mm-hmm. And it's basically having access to your body or to you without your consent. Actually, it's very interesting to talk about obstetric violence, because Venezuela has, I think, was one of the first countries in the world who kind of created a law about obstetric violence.
Right.
And they have a very good explanation, which I can't remember now, but I'm pretty sure that if you look for obstetric violence Venezuela, you'll be able to find it, and explains very well and simply what it is. Mm-hmm. And some it's crime in there.
Yeah absolutely. And funny you say that. We both are aware of AIMS, the charity. Yes. AIMS. And if anyone has listened to this and are intrigued or want to find out more, if you go onto the AIMS website, so aims.org.uk, there are position papers on obstetric violence and there are journal articles of people's experiences. And it's life. It goes on.
Yeah. And a lot of these... obstetric violence acts that happen, people are not even aware that they are, because, and a lot of the times these acts have been assumed as a norm.
Yeah.
That everyone, it's, you know, my sister and my auntie, or, you know, they've been through this. This is the norm. It's normal to do this. You have to go this way. But this is where information comes, and it's super important, is like, you need to know that there are options, because if you don't know that there are options, you never know that you have different ways of doing things.
Absolutely. And we're all about, you know, as doulas, we're, you know, one of the things we do is actually we want to make sure that our clients are making informed decisions. Yes. That they are informed. And I'm sure it's not only us, I'm sure the other care providers look after the women, birthing partners and people here in Northern Ireland would be the same. They want them to make informed decisions.
Yes.
But as you say, if they don't know all their options, how yes. can they be informed? Yeah, because if you're only told you have to do this or that.
Yeah, you don't know.
You think you've only got two choices.
Two options. Yeah.
So it's knowing that there are other options.
That's the thing. And that's the thing with doulas. We don't kind of push people into the way of what we think is right. No. Our work is to give options to people. They make their own decisions. And if that's what you want to do, we just hold a hand and go with them.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're not here to carry any agenda or anything. We're here, like I always say, if you want to give birth by C-section, great. Do you know all the benefits and risks for those interventions and the alternatives you have? Fine. If you want to give birth at home, great. If you want to give birth under the tree, I'm fine with that. You know, it's not about me. It's about you. As long as I try to give as much as information that I know. And that's why it's so important to be part of these groups of doulas and other groups. So you can go and ask for questions and ask, where can I get information about this or that? So, yeah, that's part of...
I know. It's so true. I mean, it is good to be with people and to ask questions and... I mean, it's invaluable that we meet up as doulas
yes.
in groups and chats yeah. and find out like what's going on. Also to find out what's going on like in this country with maternity yes, services, because yeah, it's yeah. changing all the time yes. and there's things going on. And like, how do we find this out? You'd think in today's age with phones and iPads and Google and all the rest that it's easy, but it's not.
No.
And it's the same for... You know, for people who are pregnant or, you know, planning on being pregnant and trying to find out information, sometimes Dr. Google isn't like the best person for telling you your options.
Yeah, because it's like sometimes you need to know what you're looking for as well. Because if you don't know what you're looking for, you'll not have, once again, it's kind of like a full circle. If you don't know what to look for, you'll not find information. So you will not have options. So yeah. Here you are stuck again with the option A and B. Yeah. And that's it.
Exactly. And this is why we continue to try and raise awareness about doulas as well, yes. Because a lot of people don't realise that we're here and that they can have us at their births, that they can have us to help them prepare for the births, mm-hmm. and in the postnatal stage as well. And if people don't know that they have us as an option, you know, it's sad.
Yes, and that's, now that you mentioned postnatal, that's a big thing that people don't, what I've been encountering is people just think the doulas, this is general, this is just my generalization, mm-hmm. But people think that doulas are for home births, end of story, mm-hmm. but we also support families postnatally, and that's a huge thing that a lot of people don't even think about it, the postnatal part time. And it can have a massive impact in your life.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. That that transition.
Yes.
With a newborn baby to look after, mm-hmm. as well.
Yes.
And not have any support.
And also it's not just for the person who's giving birth, but also the partner of this person. If there is other children there, mm-hmm. as well. It's a big change for the whole family structure and life, and there's so much going on that having a doula sometimes can help a little bit.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah, massively. Yeah, just having someone who is impartial, you know, that they can bounce ideas off and
yes.
know that we're not there to judge them or to tell them what to do.
And also, again, to give them options and show them there are different ways of doing things. You don't have to do it this way or that way. There is this way as well.
I know. So luckily, isn't it? It's not that there's not one size.
Fit all. Fits yes. All. No, because we're all different. That's.
Yeah. So, Annie, you've been on your doula journey now nearly a couple of years.
Yep. Two years.
Yeah. And I know that you are being successful on your journey as a doula. So any challenges you've come up against?
I think I've mentioned a little bit, it's the misinformation. People don't know exactly the work of a doula. And I think these past 2 years have been like more educating people to mm-hmm. what the work of a doula is. So one of my biggest challenge is just to get to people, get mm-hmm. the word out. What do? We are not here to kind of sell any agenda or push anything to anyone. We're here to support you in your own journey, because this is about you, not about me or my experience, or, you know, that's the thing. In our doula bag, we never bring our experiences. It's always like, it's about you and your family and your specific circumstances. Because that's once again, it's not one size fits all.
That's all, that's right. Yeah, and that's so true. You know, like birth affects everybody. Yes. Everybody, you know, it's not just a woman's topic. I mean, yes women are birthing the babies, but birth affects us all because we're all born.
Yeah.
And I always say, you only have one chance at birthing your baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just one chance you get. So that's where the doulas can really help as well. It's part of your birthing team.
Yes.
So I know you're really busy, Anya, because you work as well, and you've got little kids, and you're a busy mommy. But I also know that you volunteer for some parent charities too.
So, So I do work in a homeless charity, and that's my kind of main job.
Yeah.
But I also, I'm a doula. I also volunteer with Birthwise and I. Mm-hmm. We started a wee walking group here in the waterworks. So it's been a month because someone was telling me, you're a bit mad creating a walking group in November.
Yeah.
I was like, well, you know, nothing to lose. You know, people are here. People need to leave the house. And an excuse to go for a wee walk and for a bit of a chat and have a cup of tea or a cup of coffee after, I think is a great excuse. And it's been popular. People have been coming. which is great.
Yeah, it's great news. Yeah, it's lovely to get out, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And meet other people that are in the same circumstances as you into parenthood. So we're open to anyone, parents, carers, whoever wants to stretch their legs.
It's lovely. And the majority of people always feel better for their well-being if you have a wee walk. And my granny used to always say, it doesn't matter if it rains or not because we're not made of sugar or salt.
Well, that's good. I never heard that one.
So it doesn't matter, rain, hail or snow, you can always get out and have a wee walk. It's good. It's good.
And I also, a part of that, I'm also a volunteer with the Belfast Trust as a volunteer breastfeeding peer support.
Yes.
I think peer support volunteer.
Yeah. Yep. Good for you. Yeah.
And also volunteer with Doula UK as part of, I'm one of the reps of doulas in the UK and the European Doula Network, which is quite a passion. I love people. Yeah. I love knowing about other realities. And once again, it comes back to this, you know, loving, knowing what's happening in the other places. What can we learn? What can we bring here?
Yeah.
You know, share experiences. And I also run a support group for expecting parents at here in North Belfast at the Chichester Library. Correct me here if I'm saying
I can't say that.
Yes. Chichester
Library. Very good.
Which it's free. Anyone can come in, have a cup of tea. It's for expectant parents or couples, single people. It doesn't matter. Actually, the idea was to bring the partners. This is on a Saturday, first and fourth Saturday of the month.
Right. Very good.
Because my idea was to bring couples together and include the partner, which a lot of the times the system doesn't want to know about the partner. So the idea is to bring the partner in so they can meet other partners and share their experiences. It's once again, it's create a community.
It's having someone to talk to, isn't it? And isn't it a shame that partners, you know, can be dismissed because they are an integral part of the whole experience, aren't they?
Yeah, part of it.
So that's a great thing that you're doing, Anya, it really is.
So that's me in a nutshell.
A lot going on. Do you ever take time out?
That's a good question. That's the thing that I keep saying to everyone, you have to have time out. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. And last week I went for a couple of days in Portugal.
Oh, there you go.
It was my me time to meet some friends and just reset my, like I was saying the other day, just to fill up my cup to give back.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic. And it was even better because I was able to meet some doulas there in Portugal.
Oh, did you? Yes. I did see your photos on social media. So, and it looked brilliant.
Like I had mentioned initially, so I met that first doula that I've met in all my life that I didn't know that she was a doula at the time. I met her now. Wow. And I was able to give her a hug.
And tell her you're a doula.
Yes, and tell I'm a doula now. Well, because she's also part of the Portuguese Association, Doula's Association. Mm-hmm. So we've seen each other online because we meet once a month. But having a hug and being there with them, it was quite special.
Oh, that's great. Oh, it's just all meant to be. You're giving me the goosebumps. Yes. It's all just meant to be. That's great. Well, here, Anya, thank you so much for taking the time out to meet with me today and to talk to all the listeners of the Let's Do It podcast. And I know they're really going to enjoy your chat. It's great. But before we go, would you please like to tell them where they can find you on social media?
So on social media, you can find me. So it's my name. It's Anya.Freitas.Doula. You can find me on Instagram or on Facebook. I also have my website, which is my name. It's AnyaFreitas.com, and you can find me anywhere. At Doula UK as well, and Doula Portuguese Association of Doulas as well. Everywhere.
She's all around the world. Yes. Okay, well, thank you so much, Anya.
Thank you.
So thank you, listeners, for tuning in, as always, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of Let's Do It.
Please feel free to subscribe. It's free. And you just never know what we'll be chatting about on Let's Do Let. So don't miss out and subscribe now. Also, feel free to share this episode or the podcast with family, friends and colleagues, and help me to raise awareness about the various topics covered in the podcast. Should you wish to get in touch with me, you can contact me via my website, motherdoula.com, or doulasni.co.uk, through my Instagram page at annhypnodoula, or Facebook pages Hypnobirth and Ann Glover and Doula Ann Glover. You will definitely find me once you start searching. There's no excuse. So here, have a great day and see you next time.